Chapter 9. The Door in the Roped-Off Tunnel. Lina saw Dune immediately. He was reaching up to set a book back on its shelf. He saw her, too, when he turned around, and his dark eyebrows flew up in surprise as she hurried over to him.
"Your father told me you were here," she said. "Dune, I found something. I want to show it to you."
"To me? Why?"
"I think it's important. It has to do with the pipeworks. Will you come to my house and see it?"
"Now?"
Dune asked. Lina nodded. Dune grabbed his old brown jacket and followed Lina out of the library and across the city to Quilliam Square. Granny's shop was closed and dark when they arrived, and so Lina was surprised when they went upstairs and saw Eveline Murdo sitting in her place by the window.
"Your grandmother's in her bedroom," Mrs. Murdo said. "She didn't feel well, so she asked me to come."
Poppy was sitting on the floor, banging a spoon on the leg of a chair. Lina introduced Dune, then led him into the room she shared with Poppy. He looked around, and Lina felt suddenly self-conscious, seeing her room through his eyes. It was a small room with a lot crammed into it. There were two narrow beds, a very small table that fit into a corner, and a four-legged stool to sit on. On the wall, clothes hung from hooks, and more clothes were strewn untidily on the floor. Beneath the window was a brown stain made by the bean seed in its pot on the windowsill. Lina had been watering it every night because she'd promised Clary she would. But it was still nothing but dirt, flat and unpromising. A couple of shelves beside the window held Lina's important possessions, the pieces of paper she'd collected for drawing, her pencils, a scarf with a silver thread woven through it. On the parts of the wall that had no hooks and no shelves, she had pinned up some of her pictures.
"What are those?"
Dune asked.
"They're from my imagination," Lina said, feeling slightly embarrassed. "They're pictures of another city."
"Oh, you made it up."
"Sort of. Sometimes I dream of it."
"I draw too," said Dune, "but I draw other kinds of things."
"Like what?"
"Mostly insects,"
said Dune. He told her about his collection of drawings and the worm he was currently observing. To Lina, this sounded far less interesting than an undiscovered city, but she didn't say so. She led Dune over to the table.
"Here's what I want to show you," she said.
She lifted the metal box. Before she could reach for the papers underneath, Dune took the box and started examining it.
"Where did this come from?"
he asked.
"It was in the closet," Lina said.
She told him about Granny's wild search and about finding the box with its lid open and Poppy with paper in her mouth. As she talked, Dune turned the box over in his hands, opened and closed its lid, and peered at the latch.
"There's some sort of odd mechanism here," he said.
He tapped at a small metal compartment at the front of the box.
"I'd like to see inside this."
"Here's what was in the box," said Lina, lifting the covering paper from her patchwork of scraps. "At least, that's what's left of what was in there."
Dune bent over, his hands on either side of the paper.
Lina said, "It's called Instructions for Egerston, or maybe Egersman, someone's name anyhow. Maybe a mayor or a guard. I just call it the instructions. I told the mayor about it. I thought maybe it was important. I wrote him a note, but he hasn't answered. I don't think he's interested."
Dune said nothing.
"You don't have to hold your breath," said Lina. "I glued the pieces down. Look," she said, pointing. "This word must be pipeworks, and this one river. And look at this one, door."
Dune didn't answer. His hair had fallen forward, so Lina couldn't see the expression on his face.
"I thought at first," Lina went on, "that it must be instructions for how to do something, how to fix the electricity, maybe. But then I thought, what if it's instructions for going to another place?"
Dune said nothing, so Lina went on.
"I mean, someplace that isn't here, like another city. I think these instructions say,
Go down into the pipeworks and look for a door.
Dune brushed the hair back from his face, but he didn't straighten up. He gazed at the broken words and frowned.
Edge, he murmured. Small steel pan. What would that mean?
A frying pan? Said Lina. But I don't know why there'd be a frying pan in the pipeworks.
But Dune didn't answer. He seemed to be talking to himself. He kept reading, moving a finger along the lines of words.
Open, he whispered. Follow.
Finally, he turned to look at Lina.
I think you're right, he said. I think this is important.
Oh, I was sure you'd think so, Lina cried. She was so relieved that her words poured out in a rush. Because you take things seriously. You told the truth to the mayor on assignment day. I didn't want to believe it, but then came the long blackout and I knew things were as bad as you said.
She stopped, breathless. She pointed to a word on the document.
This door, she said. It has to be a door that leads out of Ember.
I don't know, said Dune. Maybe. Or a door that leads to something important, even if it isn't that.
But it must be that. What else could be important enough to lock up in a fancy box?
Well, I suppose it could be a storage room with some special tools in it or something.
A look of surprise came over his face.
Actually, I saw a door where I didn't expect to see one, out in Tunnel 351. It was locked. I thought it was an old supply closet. I wonder if that could be it.
It must be, cried Lina. Her heart sped up.
It wasn't anywhere near the river,
Dune said doubtfully.
That doesn't matter, Lina said. The river goes through the pipeworks, that's all. It's probably something like, go down by the river, then go this way, then that way.
Maybe, said Dune.
It must be, Lina cried. I know it is. It's the door that leads out of Ember.
I don't know if that makes sense, said Dune. A door in the pipeworks could only lead to something underground, and how could that?
Lina had no patience for Dune's reasoning. She wanted to dance around the room, she was so excited.
We have to find out, she said. We have to find out right away.
Dune looked startled.
Well, I can go and try the door again, he said. It was locked before, but I suppose.
I want to go too, said Lina.
You want to come down into the pipeworks?
Yes. Can you get me in?
Dune thought for a moment.
I think I can. If you come just at quitting time and wait outside the door, I'll stay out of sight until everyone is gone, and then I'll let you in.
Tomorrow?
Okay, tomorrow.